From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
The All-American Dairy Show is now complete. That took place this week at the Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Correspondent John Clark was there and files this report.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA. Today, we're with a very special guest, Congressman G.T. Thompson, Chair of the House Committee on Agriculture. Welcome, Congressman. We're glad to have you here today.
Hey, John. Just really glad to be with you. Thanks for the opportunity to be able to talk for a little while.
Hey, tell us a little bit about your constituents and how you value them, et cetera. You've been a congressman for years, and I know you really appreciate your constituents.
I do. I'm honored to serve and to serve and to work for my constituents, and that's the people that live in the 18 counties of the Pennsylvania 15th Congressional District. But quite frankly, with my leadership position as the first member of Congress from Pennsylvania in 170 years to chair the House Agriculture Committee, that pretty much takes in anyone that anyone related to the industry. America and Pennsylvania's number one industry, which is agriculture.
That's so exciting, and it is a true feather in your cap. And really, it's just amazing. I know so many people are cheering for you on the ag side of things.
Yeah, and I'm just really appreciative. Basically, this reflects. I believe what's the most important thing that you should do when you're serving in public office is really to establish relationships and networks. And that's just not inside the Capitol. That's throughout your congressional district. And for me, it's throughout the agriculture industry. And so I like to legislate by what I call the outside in. When you legislate from the inside out, which is normally what you do, you get a bunch of people in one room who are inside the Beltway of Washington, who are so-called experts. You write a bill, hopefully you pass the bill. And then you go outside and try to convince everyone else that it's the best thing since sliced bread.
And that's not the way you operate.
That is not the way I operate. I operate on the from the outside in. And so it's going out, meeting with people in the diversity of American agriculture. And it has allowed me, really, to take those voices, to bring them to the table in what I call a tripartisan way. That's bringing Republicans, Democrats, and quite frankly, the people of American agriculture to the table, their voices. And as a result of that, we came up with a great American Farm Bill, the Farm Food and National Security Act of 2024.
That's fantastic. Just give us a little update on where that Farm Bill is at.
Well, it has passed out of committee, and it passed out of committee with bipartisan votes. It's a bipartisan bill. It's got there are 40 provisions that were just led by Democrats. I'm a Republican, but there were four Democrats came forward with 40 out of everything they brought forward. There were 40 measures. Now, I didn't put them into the Farm Bill just because I was trying to win a vote. I'd never do that. I vetted those provisions and they put the farm back in the Farm Bill. 140 measures are led by at least one Republican, one Democrat, then a whole passel of Republican-led provisions. And so I'm hoping to get to the House floor. At the same time, we are talking with the other three corners. That would be Chairwoman Stabenow, the Senate Ranking Member Bozeman, and my Ranking Member David Scott, about pre-conferencing, beginning the process. Our goal and our commitment is we will get this done by the end of the calendar year. We have all agreed that we're not going to put forward an extension. The current Farm Bill expires the end of September, but there's no, because of the nature of these agriculture programs, they're by harvest season or calendar year, there's no real significant harm to wait until the end of the calendar year. We don't want to have to do an extension. We want to get our job done, and I appreciate the fact that the other three corners have really showed a commitment to that.
Now, there's a lot of folks in the dairy industry, whether in production agriculture or agribusiness, they're listening to this today. Tell them what's in it for dairy.
As someone who came from a long line of dairy farmers, dairy is really important to me. As I travel around the country, I introduce myself as having milk with sawdust in it flowing through my veins. And so there's a lot of good stuff in here. I mean, first of all, I got a waiver from the Education Workforce Committee chair in order to attach my bill, Whole Milk for Healthy Kids.
Wonderful.
Which would restore an option of whole milk and flavor back in our schools, giving our kids a better nutritional choice and a better tasting milk. That is probably the single most important thing that we could do, but it's not the only thing we've done. You know, recognizing when we have consolidation of dairy farms, you know, the surviving farms get a little bigger. And so this bill increases the amount of pounds that you can have insured from 5 million to 6 million pounds. We update the cost factors. Right now we're dealing with cost factors that go back about 14 years. And so they're outdated. So we'll do real-time costs as we look at the cost of corn and soybeans, alfalfa. We put incentives there for, you know, the purchase of and the utilization of whole milk, and really focusing on class one, because that's what puts the better profit in the pockets of our pocketbooks of our American farmers when it comes to dairy farming, the class one price that they get.
You know, I think when I heard you talk about whole milk, I heard you use one very important word, option, in schools. That's an option, right? So that gives everybody a chance to say we do or don't want it, right?
No, that's correct. You know, there's kids with allergies today, although I will say given the fact that American agriculture, science, technology, innovation, there are some great products out there that are, lactose-free milk that are very nutritional. You know, there's shelf-stable milk today. I mean, it is amazing what... on the processing side, the innovations have been made. But we don't force feed anyone anything. If a child needs something in particular, quite frankly, they just need the parent and usually if it's healthcare related, the physician will indicate what a preferred beverage should be. And the school districts under current law are required to provide that. And so it's they kind of bookend the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And that's more of you wanting to be out and about with people, interacting and listening to what the people have to say.
That's right. I mean, this is a job this is the best part of the job, really, being out, spending time and learning. I like to use what God has given me, and that's two ears and one mouth. So I try to spend twice as much time listening as I do speaking.
Congressman G.T. Thompson, it's been our pleasure to have you here today. Thank you so much.
Nah, thanks for the opportunity. Good seeing you.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA.
Thank you, John, for that report. Our pearl of wisdom this weekend, if there were an 11th commandment, it might read like this: Thou shalt not judge people by their relatives. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.